You're listening to SBS News.
New South Wales has recorded 16 new local COVID-19 infections. The Bondi cluster, which began last week when an unvaccinated Sydney Airport limousine driver tested positive to the highly infectious Delta variant, now totals 31 cases. To reduce the risk of further community transmission, the state government's introduced new restrictions for Greater Sydney, the Central Coast, Blue Mountains, Wollongong and Shell Harbour. Compliance checks began at 4 p.m. The restrictions will last at least 1 week. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has once again asked the community to follow the health advice.
Our contact tracing has been better than I've ever seen. But what we haven't seen before is the contagiousness of this variant of the virus. It is extremely contagious, and the fleeting exchanges, not even physical touching, has meant people have transferred the virus.
Visitors to households are limited to 5 guests, including children. Mask wearing has been extended to include indoor workplaces for the first time and organised outdoor events. Health Minister Brad Hazzard says it's critical people mask up at the football.
I know the temptation will be to sit there with a mineral water or a beer and say, well, I don't have to wear the mask and I can make this last for the whole game. If you do, you're putting the entire community's health at risk.
Drinking while standing at indoor venues is no longer allowed. Singing for audiences at indoor shows or by congregants at indoor places of worship is banned. Dancing is not permitted at indoor hospitality venues or nightclubs. However, dancing is allowed at weddings for the bridal party only, up to a maximum of 20 people. Dance and gym classes are limited to 20 participants per class, but masks must be worn. The one person per 4 square metre rule will be reintroduced for all indoor and outdoor settings, including weddings and funerals. Outdoor seated events will be limited to 50% seated capacity. Additionally, the Premier says people who live or work in the city of Sydney, Waverley, Randwick, Canada Bay, Inner West, Bayside and Woollahra local government areas cannot travel outside metropolitan Sydney unless it's essential.
So unless you're going to visit a relative in care or unless you have to go for work, so unless it's essential travel, you should not be going outside metropolitan Sydney for the next week. And we apologise in advance that this does impact some people's ability to travel during the school holidays.
Chief Medical Officer Professor Paul Kelly has declared the 7 local government areas as hotspots for an initial 7 days. Declaring a hotspot triggers extra support for keeping people in aged care facilities safe, including provision of personal protective equipment from the national medical stockpile.
We have triggered the single site workforce supplement and also we have provided further support into the Public Health Emergency Operations Centre in New South Wales from Commonwealth officials to assist with that coordination of response to the aged care sector, as we've done most recently and very successfully in Victoria.
8 of the state's new infections are linked to a birthday party attended by around 30 people at a house in West Hoxton on Saturday night. There are now 10 positive cases associated with the family gathering, among them a 2-year-old child who attended the Little Zacks Academy in Narellan Vale on Monday. Chief Health Officer Dr. Karen Chant says 4 other cases are under urgent investigation.
We know that all either reside or work in the southeastern Sydney area, so that does give us some comfort about the geographical spread of it. But what it means is that there is clearly cases that have been unrecognised in that area. And I know the symptoms of COVID can be incredibly mild and some people can be asymptomatic. And hence we've wanted to call out and get those high testing numbers.
Victoria, Tasmania and Queensland have shut their borders to anyone from the 7 local government areas. Western Australia has closed its border with New South Wales, only permitting travel for people granted exemptions. Premier Mark McGowan says those travellers must self-quarantine for 14 days upon arrival.
It's a difficult decision. We don't enjoy this. Obviously, we were hoping we're out of this environment, but unfortunately, New South Wales is going through something serious, so we have to take action as a consequence.
South Australia has also closed its border with New South Wales. The ban will not apply to essential workers, returning South Australians and other people granted exemptions. Premier Stephen Marshall says there'll be a 100-kilometre buffer zone along the border to allow people living in close communities to still travel into South Australia.
So this will be a great relief to people in places like Wentworth, people in Broken Hill, but for the remainder of the state, we put those level 6 restrictions in place.
Police Commissioner Grant Stevens says people already in transit to South Australia by air or road will be managed on the border.
Those people will be received at the airport and work through their particular circumstances with SA Health, and they'll be dealt with on an exemption basis. I can't predict the outcome of each person's individual circumstances, but they will be managed by SA Health.
New Zealand has paused its travel bubble with New South Wales and heightened COVID-19 safety measures in its capital after a person infected with the virus flew from Sydney to Wellington and back. An alert has been issued for passengers who travelled on a Qantas flight on Friday night to Wellington and anyone who flew on Monday morning on an Air New Zealand service from Wellington to Sydney. New Zealand's COVID-19 response minister, Chris Himpkins, says mask wearing in public settings, caps on gatherings and the encouragement of working from home is a precautionary step.
This is the first time we have moved up to alert level 2 to manage the potential risk of COVID-19 in the community. This is not a lockdown. If we can all contribute and follow the health behaviours that I've outlined at alert level 2, we can break a potential chain of transmission.
Queensland has detected spread of the Delta variant within hotel quarantine. Authorities believe a positive case staying on the 5th floor of Brisbane Airport's Novotel Hotel may have transmitted the infection to a couple staying in an adjacent room by opening their door. The event spurred Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk to renew her calls for a regional fit-for-purpose quarantine facility.
We need to have regional quarantine. This Delta variant is spreading quickly in our hotels, so we are inspecting that and we'll be doing an investigation in relation to that matter.
In contrast to New South Wales, COVID-19 restrictions are to ease in Victoria from Friday. 15 visitors will be allowed in homes across the state and up to 50 people permitted to gather outdoors. Funerals and weddings will be capped at 300 people. Victoria's acting Premier James Molino has reminded people to be on watch for the slightest of symptoms.
Whatever your plans are, it's not worth taking a risk to put at risk everything that we have achieved. So please just get tested. We've all worked incredibly hard to get to this point. Let's make sure that we all protect it.
Crowds will be able to attend public events and outdoor stadiums with a limit of 50% or 25,000 people. Theatres can open at 50% capacity with up to 1,000 people. The new measures will be in place for the next 2 weeks. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.